Next patient is Michelle K. Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, K-K-A-Y-E. Date of birth is 1/29/66. Date of visit is 3/28/25. Please make a copy for Geraldo Melo, M-E-L-O, Geraldo, H-A-R-O-L-D-O. Next paragraph, dear Geraldo, thank you for sending Michelle K. for primary evaluation. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 59-year-old female who has a history of snoring and apneic episodes. Also complains of fatigue and some daytime sleepiness. The patient is suspected to have obstructive sleep apnea. She also had a recent respiratory infection with sore throat and was treated. The patient has gained weight over the past 4 years, up to 40 pounds. She denies hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of migraines and history for hypothyroidism and hyperlipidemia. She has had umbilical hernia repair in 1966, and she is found to be hypothyroid since 92. She also was treated for diverticulitis. Next, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next, med list. Med list included levothyroxine 200 micrograms daily, sumatriptan 25 milligrams as needed for a headache, and metronidazole 500 milligrams TID for 10 days. Please add that in the past history. Past history also includes history for migraines. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked half a pack per day for 15 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease, mother died of natural causes. Next, system review. The patient has had weight loss. No double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness. I'm saying no vertigo, but has hoarseness. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has eczema, she has shortness of breath, and apneic episodes. She has abdominal pains and reflux and constipation. Oh, can you please change shortness of breath? Patient has apnea, but has no shortness of breath except with exertion. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no palpitations, so leg swelling, no depression, anxiety, no easy bruising. She has joint pains, has denied seizures, but has headaches and no memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam, this moderately overweight. Middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no sign of the ictus superfluidema. No lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 128/80. pulse is 78, respiration 14, temperature 97.5, weight is 180, saturation 96. HE and Vietnam's phallic pupils are reactive. Tank is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise in the thyroid, enlargement of lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular asthmaness to no murmur. Abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes, 1+ with no gross motor upset. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2, hypothyroidism. And number 3, cystic migraines. Next, plan. The patient was advised to get a polysomnographic study. Advised about weight loss and regular exercise. And continue with the present meds listed above. We'll get a CBC and a complete metabolic profile and TSH. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Geraldo Melo, M-E-L-O. MD. Thank you.